Twin Tracks, the Autobiography by Roger Bannister. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To my beloved family and all those good friends who have so enriched our lives. Preface. I remember vividly a moment as a child when I stood barefoot on a firm, dry sand by the sea. The air had a special quality. The sound of breakers on the shore shut out all others. I looked up at the clouds, like great, white-sailed galleons chasing proudly inland. I looked down at the regular ripples on the sand and could not absorb so much beauty. I was taken aback. Each of the myriad particles of sand was perfect in its way. I looked more closely, hoping perhaps that my eyes might detect some flaw. But for once, there was nothing to detract from this feeling of closeness to nature. In this supreme moment, I leapt in sheer joy and started to run. I was startled and frightened by the tremendous excitement that so few steps could create. I glanced round uneasily to see if anyone was watching. A few more steps, self-consciously now, and firmly gripping the original excitement. I was running now, and a fresh rhythm entered my body. I was no longer conscious of my movement. I discovered a new unity with nature. I had found a new source of power, a source I never dreamt existed. Chapter 1. Growing Up in Harrow. I struggled into the world on the 23rd of March 1929. Unlike most babies then, I was not born at home, but in a midwife's house in the road where we lived, which had been converted into a small nursing home. Our